在约翰福音里面
In the book of John
记载了耶稣说过七次我是
It recorded seven times Jesus said I am
每个我是耶稣是要证明他都是说他是神
Every single I am Jesus wants to prove that he is God
最后一个我是第七个我是是在约翰福音十一章
The last I am, the seventh I am, is in chapter 11 of John.
25节
Verse 25.
耶稣对他说，对马大说，复活在我，生命也在我。或者说，我就是复活，我就是生命。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。约翰福音里面也同时记载了耶稣所行的七个神迹。
In the book of John, also recorded seven miracles that Jesus performed.
最后一个神迹也是在约翰福音十一章。
The last one is also recorded in chapter 11 of John.
耶稣让拉撒路复活。
Jesus resurrected Lazarus.
每个神迹是在证明耶稣的确是神。
Every miracle proves that Jesus indeed is God.
因为只有神才有这样的能力。
Only God has such power.
耶稣讲的话。
What Jesus said.
耶稣做的事情。
What he did.
逼着当时的犹太人们。
Made those Jewish people of the day.
他们需要回答一个问题。
They need to answer a question.
我们对耶稣该怎么办？
What shall we do with Jesus?
四福音告诉我们。
And the four gospels tell us.
对这个问题。
For this question.
人们平常有三种回应。
Usually people have three kinds of a response.
第一种，相信他。
Believe him.
第二种，反对他，不相信他。
The second, oppose him. Doesn't believe him.
第三种无所谓。
So the third kind is being indifferent.
从我们刚才所念的这段经文里面
，From what we just read，
我们看到人们再一次的有这三种反应。
Well, once again, we see people have these three kinds of responses.
我们先看第一种。
Let's look the first kind.
相信他。
Believe him.
这是在四十五节。
This is recorded in verse 45.
说那些来看玛利亚的犹太人
Those the Jews who had come to visit Mary
为什么没有提马大
Why did it say Martha
为什么只提玛利亚
Why only Mary
可能有几个可能
There may be some possibilities
第一个可能也许玛利亚比较感情比较有感情
maybe Mary is more emotional
所以她引起人家的注意
So he...She attracts others' attention.
第二个可能性是玛利亚所交的朋友比较多。
It may be the second that Mary has many friends.
她认识的人比较多。
She knows more people.
第三个可能性。
Third possibility.
这两位姐妹当中，玛利亚是被认为比较属灵的一个人。
Among the two sisters, Mary was considered more spiritual.
这些人看到耶稣让拉撒路复活的整个经过。
Those people have witnessed how Jesus resurrected Lazarus.
他们看见了。
They saw it.
他们在思想这件复活事情所代表的意义。
They tried to meditate on the meaning of the resurrection.
他们的结论，耶稣的确是神的儿子。
Their conclusion that Jesus is indeed the Son of God.
耶稣的确是神。
Jesus is indeed God.
他们便相信了。
They believed him.
这些人虽然是犹太人中的少数。
Even though these are the minority group among the Jews,
但他们是极有福气。
But they were blessed.
相信耶稣的人是有福气。
Whoever believes in Jesus is blessed.
有哪些福气？
What kind of blessing?
至少有三种福气。
At least they have three kinds of blessings.
第一个福气。
The first.
要看见神的荣耀。
They can see the glory of God.
我们看十一章四十节。
Let's read verse 40 of chapter 11.
耶稣说我不是对你说过你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗当你看见神的荣耀
When you see the glory of God
当你看到神那么奇妙的荣耀的时候
You can see the miraculous, the wondrous glory
那世界上其他的事情
Or other things in the world
不管是患难是困苦
Whether it is tribulations or suffering
是危险，是刀剑。
It's the danger of the sword.
是富贵，是荣华。
It's the wealth of our pride.
你会觉得都无所谓。
It all doesn't matter.
你还记得教会历史上？
Do you remember the church history?
第一位为主殉难的史提凡弟兄吗？
The first brother who martyred for Christ, Stephen.
我们看看他殉难的情形。
Let's look at how he died.
在使徒行传第七章
It's recorded in chapter 7 of the book of Acts
54节到56节
Verses 54-56
使徒行传第七章
Acts 7
54节
Verse 54
众人听见这话就极其恼怒向史提凡咬牙切齿，但史提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说：“我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。”史提凡临危不乱。
Stephen was very calm even if he was in danger.
当他知道他将要去那荣耀之处的时候
When he realized he's going to the place of glory,
他甚至为这些要打死他的人祷告
He even prayed for those who were stoning him.
他的祷告记载在第七章五十九节
So his prayer was recorded in verse 59 of chapter 7.
他们正用石头打的时候使提凡呼吁主说求主耶稣接收我的灵魂又跪下大声喊着说主啊不要将这罪归于他们说了这话就睡了信耶稣的第一个好处
The first blessing for believing in Jesus
将要看见神的荣耀
You shall see the glory of God
第二个好处
The second benefit
在苦难中有平安
You shall have peace in tribulation
我们看一下约翰福音十六章三十三节
Let's go to John chapter 16
约翰福音十六章三十三节
John 16:33
这里说我将这些事告诉你们是要叫你们在我里面有平安在世上你们有苦难但你们可以放心我已经胜了世界这是耶稣的应许
This is the promise of Jesus
他没有答应说我们一定没有苦难
He didn't promise us without tribulation
他没有答应说我们他一定把我们苦难除掉
He didn't promise he would take away all our troubles
他只是应许我们信他的人在他里面有平安
He promised us whoever believes in him shall have a peace in him
我想到彼得弟兄
I remember our brother Peter
两个星期前我在台湾的时候
Two weeks ago when I was in Taiwan
我有机会去看彼得跟弟兄跟 Emily 姐妹
I had the opportunity to visit brother Peter and sister Emily
他要我向大家问安
He wanted us to give my his greetings
也谢谢他过去一年多为他的代祷
He also thanks for all the prayers for him that we made in the past year
我这里有两张彼得的照片
There are two pictures of Peter
近照最近的照片
This is very recent
等一下我摆在后面的桌子上
I will put at a table in the back
你可能有兴趣看一下
So you might be interested to take a look at
我们和彼得相聚了两个多小时
I spent about a couple hours
了解他的情况
to understand his situation
我们有谈话
we have conversed
我们有读经
we read the Bible
我们有祷告
we had a prayer
这两个多小时的拜访当中
during those 2 hours of a visit
我有一个很深的印象
I have a deep impression
就是彼得的镇静跟平安
is his calm and peace
彼得不知道以后的日子会怎么样
he doesn't know what days ahead
是好是坏
is good or bad
他不晓得神的旨意跟神的计划是如何
he doesn't know God's plan or God's will
但他心里没有忧愁
but he has no worries
他心里没有胆怯
he was not discouraged
因为他相信耶稣
because he believed in Jesus
他将自己的一切交给耶稣
he has presented all himself to Jesus
所以是好是坏。
So whether it's good or bad,
他就愿意接受神的旨意。
He will receive God's will.
他不再强求。
He will no longer make a request.
所以他肩膀上的重担已经卸下来。
So he has no burden on him.
请问
，Let me ask.
如果有一天
，If one day.
你和彼得异地相处，你站在他的位置。
If you are in Peter's position.
你能有这样的平安吗
？Are you going to have such peace?
你能有这种神所赐给你的平安吗
？You have such peace from God.
彼得有着平安。
Peter has such peace.
因为他相信了耶稣基督。
Because he believed in Jesus Christ.
第三个福气。
The third blessing.
在末日身体要复活。
We shall be resurrected.
但不被定罪。
Will not be condemned.
我们看十一章约翰福音十一章二十五节。
Let's go to 11 verse 25.
约翰福音十一章二十五节。
11 verse 25.
耶稣对他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活我们再看第五章二十八到二十九节
Let's go chapter 5 verse 28 and 29
第五章二十八到二十九节
verses 28-29
你们不要把这事看作稀奇时候要到凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音就出来行善的复活得生作恶的复活定罪我这次回台湾一个主要的目的
One of the purpose why I went back to Taiwan
是纪念我母亲去世十周年
is to remember the 10th anniversary of my mother's passing
所以我和弟兄姐妹有机会去我父母亲的坟墓前面
so my brothers and sisters with me we went to the grave site
一个简单的纪念仪式
we had a simple memorial service
我父母亲的墓园是在台湾台中的大肚山
and my parents the graveyard was in 台中 in a mountain大肚山
大肚山上有一个很出名的大学叫做东海大学
There is a very famous university there 东海
母亲的这个手术的墓园就在半山上
So the place of the cemetery was halfway on the mountain
你站在他的坟墓前可以看见山下的台中市
When you stand there you can seeDown below is the city of 台中。
我那天站在他们坟墓前面。
That day I stood before the graveyard.
左看右看。
I looked back, right to my left.
前看后看。
Look before me or in the back.
到处都是坟墓。
They're all over graves.
看不到，几乎看不到边界。
Almost is endless.
我那当时我心中有个问题。
At that time I had a question.
在末日的时候
At the day of death,
这里面的人会怎么样
What happened to those people?
我知道我父母亲要复活
I know my parents will resurrect
因为他们相信耶稣
Because they believe in Jesus
但其他人会怎么样
But how about those other people?
我们当中每一位
If every one of us
不管你年纪多大
Doesn't matter your age
是大是小的
So old or young
你知道吗？有一天都要去世。
Every day is everyone is going to die.
我们的身体要被埋在坟墓里面。
Our body will be buried.
末日呢
？When the day of the end.
这个腐烂的身体却要复活。
The decayed body shall resurrect.
只是
，But
没有信耶稣的人
，For those who did not believe in Jesus.
复活以后要被定罪。
They will be condemned after risen.
相信耶稣的人
who those who believe in Jesus,
复活以后得着生命
they will have life after resurrection.
我巴不得我们今天在座的每一位
I can't help but wish every one of us
都是相信耶稣的人
all believe in Jesus.
所以你有这样的保证
so you have such assurance.
你有这样的盼望
you have such hope.
我就是死了以后
even I die.
有一天我不但要复活
not only I will resurrect one day,
并且我要得着生命
and I shall live.
第一种人是相信耶稣的人。
So the first kind of people, they believe in Jesus.
第二种人是反对耶稣的人。
So the second, they oppose him.
这是在46节到53节。
This is verse 46 to 53.
46节说，其中也有去见法利赛人的，将耶稣所做的事告诉他们。这一群人在打小报告。
Those people who are making reports.
这一群人跟第一群人比较起来是最可怜的。
So this one compared to the first group, they are very pitiful.
他们同样的看到许多证据。
They saw many evidence.
他们离救恩是那么的近。
They're so close to salvation.
他们却视若无睹啊，没有得到救恩。
But they didn't see it.
47节。
Verse 47.
祭司长和法利赛人聚集公会。看来是这些人是告诉法利赛人。
Looks like they went to report to the Pharisees.
法利赛人一起告诉祭司长。
So the Pharisees went to tell the chief priest.
然后大家来开个会。
So they start have a meeting.
我们的圣经用公会这个名字。
Oh, in the Bible it's recorded as the Sanhedrin.
公会是犹太人最高的一个执政团体。
So the Sanhedrin is the highest administrative body of the Jewish.
他们有权利过问犹太人几乎所有的事情。
They have the power, authority, minding everything of the Jews.
公会有71个议员。
There are 71 members in the Sanhedrin.
主要有三种人组成。
There are three groups of people.
第一种人是民间的长老。
The first is the elders among the people.
只有几位。
There's only a few of them.
第二种人是法利赛人。
The second is the Pharisees.
法利赛人是公会里面拿我们今天的话是少数的。
But in the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees are a minority.
第三种人是撒都该人。
But the third group is the Sadducees.
这是当时的多数党。
They are the majority people.
谁是撒都该人？
Who are the Sadducees?
撒都该人是当时犹太城里面的贵族或者是有钱的人。
So those are the wealthy or the royal people.Members of the Jewish people.
他们和罗马政府合作。
They collaborate with Romans.
因为他们要保存他们已经有的地位跟权力。
So they want to preserve their power and their position.
他们本身并没有什么宗教信仰。
They do not have much religious belief.
但是因为他们讨好罗马政府。
But because they make friends with the Roman government.
所以罗马的总督啊，就经常任命他们做大祭司。
So the Roman governor often appointed them to be priests.
High priest.
对，
大祭司这个公会的主席。
To become the chair of the high priest.
本来犹太人的大祭司应该是亚伦的后代。
Actually, you know, the high priest should be the descendants of Aaron.
并且是世袭的。
They should be passing on from generation to generation.
但在罗马做罗马的总督啊。
But the Roman governor
却常常给他们一个我们今天的话说政治上的任命
often gives them a political commission
并且凭着总督的喜好可以随时更换
So according to the likes of the governor they can change it
这些做过大祭司的撒都盖人
For those Sadducees who have been the high priest
他们以后不做了
After that when they come out
他们就被称为祭司长
They become the chief priest
他们就继续留在公会里面。
So they continue to remain in the Sanhedrin.
法利赛人跟撒都该人，他们有许多基本上的不同。
There are basic differences between the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
他们本来是水火不能相容的。
They couldn't tolerate each other.
法利赛人接受整本旧约圣经。
The Pharisees accept the entire Old Testament.
撒都该人只相信摩西五经。
The Sadducees only men believe in the five books of Moses' law.
法利赛人相信死人复活，有天使，有灵界的事情。
Pharisees believe in resurrection. They believe spiritual and angels.
撒都该人一切都不相信。
Sadducees do not believe that.
法利赛人我们说是国家主义者 nationalist.
So the Pharisees are nationalists.
但撒都该人是机会主义者。
So the Sadducees are opportunists.
法利赛人拿我们今天的话是中产阶级。
The Pharisees may be the middle class of today.
撒都该人却是贵族跟有钱人。
So the Sadducees are rich people.
他们本来是 是两边是成为敌人的。
They were enemies.
但是因为这两组人都仇恨耶稣。
Because they both hate Jesus.
都反对耶稣。
They both oppose Jesus.
他们现在联手起来一起要对付耶稣。
So they now united to oppose Jesus.
法利赛人恨耶稣。
The Pharisees hate Jesus.
主要因为有不同的宗教观
because they have different religious beliefs
并且耶稣常常把他们的恶行暴露出来
but also because Jesus often exposed their evil behavior
让他们失去了 百姓对他们尊敬
to cause them to lose respect from people
撒都该人恨耶稣
the Sadducees hate Jesus
因为耶稣对他们已经有的地位
because JesusAccording to what their position
或者他们的权力
or their power
是一个很大的威胁
It's a great threat to their power and their position
他们那天开会
So they had a meeting
如果他们有事先发开会通知的话
If they put out announcements
那天的会议议程只有一件事情
There's only one thing on their agenda
没有其他的事情
There's nothing
哪一件事情
Which one?
对耶稣我们怎么办呢
How are we going to deal with Jesus?
你如果从47节48节里面
From verse 47 and 48
他们是要讨论耶稣
They're going to discuss Jesus
因为他们看到耶稣这位耶稣行了许多神迹
They saw many miracles performed
现在已经很多人信了他
Many people now believe in him
如果你让耶稣继续做下去的话
If you let Jesus continue to do that
所有的人都会相信他
All the people would believe in him
那怎么办呢
Then what happens
他们这些人可能会纵容耶稣出来
So they may get Jesus out
那带领犹太人来个革命
To lead them for a revolt
而罗马人最不喜欢的一件事情
The most thing that Romans do not like
最没有办法容忍的一件事情
They cannot tolerate
就是看到有人革命
is to any kind of revolt
他一定会派兵来镇压
they shall send armies
罗马人来的时候就会把我们的地图拿去了
so if the Romans came they shall take our territory、
okay. 地图原来的意思就是圣殿、哦、把我们的圣殿拿走了
to take their temple
并且把我们整个国家摧毁了
and will ruin our country
那我们太平日子没有了
So we will not have peaceful days.
不但这样，罗马人来以后，一定会把工会的整批人马都换过。
If the Roman came, they're going to change the whole Sanhedrin.
那我们原享有这种权力地位也没。
We're going to lose our power, our position.
从他们的思想当中，大家注意到一件事情。
You can realize one thing in their thought.
这些人承认真是有神迹。
They believe.There truly are miracles.
但他们不相信这位行神迹者。
But they do not believe the one who performed it.
他们没有问说耶稣所言所行是不是真的。
They didn't ask whether Jesus says and did are true.
是不是正确的。
It was accurate.
他们只是在问。
They are only asking.
耶稣的作为的后果。
The consequences of Jesus' behavior.
对我们现有的利益会有什么作用，有什么影响。
What's going to do to our own benefits?
我们看到这里人心的邪恶。
Now we can see the evil of man.
会不会有时候我们也有类似的反应
Maybe sometimes we have a similar response.
我们听到一个弟兄姐妹讲一句话。
We heard a brother sister say.
我看到一个弟兄姐妹为神做一件事情。
Or we see a brother did something for God.
我们没有去问说这是不是圣经的教导。
We didn't ask if those are the teachings of the Bible.
这是不是神的旨意
Is it God's will?
这是正确的吗
Is this accurate?
如果跟我们利益有冲突
If there's conflict with our own benefit,
我们马上就想到
We will think,
我们怎么样可以阻止它
How can we put a stop to this?
49节
Verse 49
提到该亚法
says Caiaphas.
他是撒都该人。
He is one of the Sadducees.
历史说他是主后十八年。
According to the history, he was in the 18 years after Christ.
被罗马总督任命为大祭司。
He was appointed to be the chief priest.
他做大祭司做了十八年，到主后三十六年。
So he worked as a chief priest for 18 years.
然后他同时和比拉多在主后三十六年。同时被免职。
At the same time, in 36 years AD, he and the palace were dismissed.
那一年他做大祭司。
In that year, he was the chief of priests.
他听他们讨论以后，再讲一句话。
After he heard discussion, he said one thing.
四十九节后半边。
The second half of verse 49.
你们不知道什么。
You know nothing at all.
这句话也可以翻成说，你们什么都不知道，你们什么都不懂。
You do not understand anything.
这是一件很重的话。
This is very heavy.
这是一件骂人的话。
It's kind of a cursing.
我在想说，身为一个国家的大祭司，
as the chief priest for a country.
或者拿我们今天的话，身为一个国家的主席或人民大会的主席。
Or you become today's the president of the people's party.
怎么会讲出这样的话？
How can say such a thing?
犹太人的一个历史学家叫做约瑟夫。
There was a historian Josephus.
他告诉我们。
He told us.
他说撒都盖人。
He said the Sadducees.
这是他们讲话的典型。
This is the way they talk.
然后他继续说。
And he continued to say.
他说撒都盖人是野蛮人呢。
So they were barbarians.
甚至对自己的同党都很粗野。
So they were even.Wild toward their own people.
难怪盖亚法会讲这样的话。
That's why Caiaphas would say such a thing.
讲完以后五十节。
So in verse 50,
盖亚法给他们建议说要把耶稣杀死。
So they suggest them they should kill Jesus.
他给公会两个选择。
He gives them two choices.
要不是耶稣死。
Either Jesus dies,
要不是就是大家死
or we all die.
好像没有其他的选择。
There seem no other choices.
盖亚法的建议让我想到一个小故事。
So the Caiaphas suggestion remind me of a story.
当尼克森做总统的时候
，When Nixon was the president,
他的国务卿啊是叫做 Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger was his Secretary of State.
尼克森总统他常常抱怨一件事情。
Nixon often complained one thing.
他每当美国跟苏联有冲突的时候。
Whenever there's conflict between the United States and the USSR.
当他请问那个 Kissinger 他应该怎么做。
So he asked advice from Kissinger, what should he do?
Kissinger 总是给他三个选择。
Kissinger gives him always three choices.
第一个选择。
The first.
美国完全的让步。
So they just, the United States give up.
苏联要什么给什么。
Let them be, let them get everything.
尼克森当然不肯这样做。
So Nixon wouldn't like that.
第二个选择。
The second choice.
就是说互相的灭亡。
So they will both perish.
英文说 mutual annihilation, 互相的灭亡。
So it's called the mutual annihilation.
我用核子弹打你。
I'm going to bomb you with my nuclear bomb.
你用核子弹打我。
You can do the same.
说互相灭亡。
So they both will...
尼克森也不肯做。
Nixon would not like to do that.
第三个选择呢
？So the third,
总是 Kissinger 要他选的。
That's what Kissinger wanted him to do.
尼克森抱怨说，每次他只好采纳第三个选择。
So he confesses I have to only choose the third one.
那一天，盖亚华给他们两个选择。
So on that day, Caiaphas gave them two choices.
大家马上知道要选哪一个。
So they.Don't know which one to choose.
五十一节到五十二节。
So from verse 51 to 52.
这是使徒约翰对该亚华讲过的话做一个注释。
Here, this is a judge that Apostle John made regarding Caiaphas what he said.
五十一节里面。
In verse 51.
犹太人相信一件事情。
The Jews believe in one thing.
当他们大祭司。
When their chief priest,
为了国家的事情
for the things of their nation,
向神请教的时候
when they ask God's will,
神就借着大祭司讲话
God will speak through the chief priest.
那天该亚法说
on that day Caiaphas said,
耶稣必须死
Jesus must die,
以便保留撒都该人的权利
so they can preserve the power of the Sadducees.
以便保存犹太国
so can preserve the country.
但神却借着他讲话
but God spoke through him.
说出了耶稣要为人代死的救赎工作
so spoke of Jesus shall die substitution for others.
该亚法纯粹从政治的角度来看这个问题
Caiaphas looked at this from a political viewpoint.
但约翰却让我们看到,
but John let us see.
神已经准备了那位要除去世人罪孽的羔羊。
God has already prepared the lamb that shall get rid of all the sins of people.
该亚的话让我们看到一个讽刺。
Hear this irony in what Caiaphas said.
该亚法以为他有办法来解决这个问题，保存了犹太国。
He thought he could resolve the problem and preserve the nation of Israel.
他要不让人民有革命的事情。So
to prevent people revolt.
但是主后70年,
but 70 years after Christ,
犹太人还是起来革命。
So the Jews did have a revolt.
罗马人的确派兵来镇压了。
So Roman did come with their soldiers.
把犹太的圣殿整个摧毁。
So completely destroyed the temple.
也同时取消他们的公会。
And also canceled their Sanhedrin.
52节，他不但替这一国死，并要将神世上的子民都聚集归一。世上的子民狭义地说。
All the people scattered in the world, it means
只住在巴勒斯坦四周围的犹太人。
In a narrow sense, they're just the people living in the neighborhood of a Palestine.
但广义地说,
but in a broader sense,
指一切信主的外邦人,
it includes all the believers who are Gentile believers.
我们看几处的圣经节,
let's look at several passages.
我们去看第十章,
chapter 10,
16节,
verse 16.
十章十六节。我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个仆人。我们再看一次圣经节十二章。Let's
also read chapter 12.
32到33节。
Verses 32.
33节，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死的。回到约翰福音第11章，
Let's go back to chapter 11.
耶稣的死将一切的外邦人，信主的外邦人带进他的圈子里。
Jesus' death united all the Gentile believers into his own tent.
53节，
Verse 53.
从那天开始，他们就商议要杀耶稣了。这个公会，或者说起码这个公会里面大部分的会员，
or we can say majority members of this council,
他们决定要杀耶稣。
They decide to kill Jesus.
这个让后来他们抓到耶稣以后，
later when they captured Jesus,
他们还假惺惺地经过一个审判的工作。
They pretend to go through a judgment.
这是蛮好笑的一件事情。
So this is pretty funny.
他们已经决定耶稣要怎么样，判决已经定了。
They already decided on Jesus' fate.
却假惺惺地经过一个司法审判的过程。
But they pretend to have going through a judicial process.
在这段经文当中,
in this passage,
我们的确看到人心的邪恶,
we could truly see indeed the
这么大的一个奇迹,
such a huge miracle,
就发生在他们2英里以外的伯大尼城,
it happened, you know, about 2 miles away from the in Bethany.
这么多人看见拉萨路的复活,
so many people saw Lazarus resurrected,
并且是死了4天以后才复活,
he resurrected after 4 days of death.
这个复活的事实没有人能否定,
no one can deny the truth of the resurrection.
但祭司长跟法利赛人却不肯相信这位行神迹的人,
but the Pharisees and the chief priests cannot believe the person who performed it.
当他们面对这些压倒性的证据的时候,
so when they were facing the opposing evidence,
他们硬是把眼睛闭起来,
they closed their eyes,
他们不肯看,
they're unwilling to look.
我们看到不信的力量是很可怕的。
Now you can see how terrible the power of unbelieving.
我们也 这件事情让我们看到。
This will lead us to see.
有时候在我们当中有类似的情形。
Sometimes similar things can happen in our midst.
我们有时候没有办法解释。
Sometimes we cannot explain.
为什么救恩的道理
？Why the salvation？
对我们相信人是这么的清楚。
It's so clear to those who believe.
但为什么有些人
？But why some other people？
还是看不见。
Still can't see.
还是不肯接受。
Still can't receive.
我们需要知道。
We need to know.
如果一个人
，If a person，
他一而再，再而三的
，If he continues to，
他不肯相信
，Unbelieve，
那他的不幸是蛮深的。
Now you can see his unbelieving is very deep.
他的不幸只是反映说他是反对逻辑的。
His unbelief means he's against the logic.
他是反对证据的。
He's against the evidence.
他是反对事实的。
His evidence against the fact.
那么除了神的神恩典以外。
So other than God's grace.
没有哪一件事情可以融化他的心。
So nothing can melt his heart.
让他再次看见神并相信他。
Let him once again see God and believe in God.
如果你已经相信神
，If you are already a believer，
感谢他
，Thank him。
但同时我们不要奇怪
，But don't be wondered，
为何有些人
，Why are other people，
像祭司长和法利赛人一样
，Like the Pharisees and chief priests，
面对那么多的证据
，Face so much evidence，
而不肯相信
，And yet you do not believe。
我们看到第一种人是相信他。
We saw the first kind believe in him.
第二种人是反对他。
The second oppose him.
因为他们不相信。
Because they do not believe.
第三种人是无所谓。
So the third kind is the indifferent one.
这个英文 indifferent 啊，我们中文可以翻成无所谓、不在乎、漠不关心，有也好，没有也好。
So the indifferent people, they don't care.
这是五十四节到五十七节。
So that's recorded in verses 64 and 65.
五十四节一开始就用所以这个字。
It begins with therefore.
那表示耶稣已经知道公会的计谋了。
That means Jesus already knows the plans of the Sanhedrin.
他怎么知道
？How did he know?
两个可能性。
Two possibilities.
第一个可能性，他是无所不知的神。
Because he is omniscient God.
他知道公会在做什么。
He knows what the Sanhedrin are doing.
另外一个可能性。
The other possibility.
公会有七十一个人。
There's 71 people in the Sanhedrin.
就是个大型的会议啊。
It's a huge meeting.
不可能密不透风的。
Therefore, they cannot keep a secret.
尤其里面有些同情耶稣的
，because there are people there they sympathize with.
迟早风声会传出去。
I'm sure they have spread the news.
直到以后耶稣做什么
？What did Jesus do after he knew?
五十四节中间
，in the middle of 64,
耶稣不再显然行在犹太人中间的。换句话说，耶稣就暂时的离开了。
In other words, he temporarily left.
让我们看到耶稣是完全控制掌管环境的。
Now you can see Jesus can control the environment.
他不让他自己。
He will not allow himself.
在神预定的时间之前。
Before the time that was predestined by God.
被人抓去。
To be captured.
美国有一位出名的圣经学者。
There is a theologian in the United States.
叫做 D.A. Carson 博士。
It's Dr. Carson.
他对这句话有这样的注释。
He said to the regarding comment on this verse.
他说对那些有眼可看的人而言的话。
For those who have eyes and can see.
耶稣是要做出一个神学上的声明。
So Jesus is going to make a theological announcement.
什么声明
？What he's going to announce?
没有一个人间的法庭。
There's not a human court.
可以强迫他暂时自己。
And force him onto the cross.
除非他自己愿意。
Unless he is willing.
除非这是神的时间跟神的地点。
Unless this is God's time and God's plan.
耶稣去了哪里
？Where did Jesus go?
到了一座城名叫伊法莲。
So he went to a village called Ephraim.
以法莲是在耶路撒冷城北边差不多十二英里的地方。
It's about 12 miles north of Jerusalem.
一方面让耶稣可以暂时有一个安全。
So for one, on one hand, can Jesus have a safe place?
一方面他可以随时再回到耶路撒冷。
And another way he can return to Jerusalem anytime he wishes.
五十五节。
Verse 55.
犹太人的逾越节近了。
So the Jews' Passover is closed.
这是耶稣在世的第三个逾越节。
This is the third Passover in Jesus.
也是最后的一个逾越节。
And it's also his last Passover.
然后说有许多人。
This is many people.
究竟有多少人？
How many people?
圣经学者觉得说每次逾越节的时候。
The theologians say during every Passover.
有将近100,000人。
There's about 1,000,000 people.
要挤进耶路撒冷。
They want to rush into Jerusalem.
难怪公会的人会担心。
That's why the people is hidden and worried.
这一百万人如果一起暴动的话，事情没有办法收拾。
So if the whole 1,000,000 people start to revolt, it would be out of control.
五十五节说，要在节前洁净自己。
They want to for ceremonial cleaning before the Passover.
按照犹太人的规矩。
That's according to Jewish custom.
在逾越节之前。
Before Passover.
那些沾染过某种污秽的人。
Those who have defiled themselves.
就好像摸到一些肮脏的或者死的东西。
If they have touched dirty things or dead animals.
那必须在节期之前把自己弄干净。
So they have to cleanse themselves during this.
然后才可以守逾越节。
Then they can observe Passover.
约翰让我们看到一个讽刺在这里。
Here is the irony that John wants us to see.
这些朝圣者。
For those people who came.
他们急着要进行外表上的干净。
They are so worried about their external cleaning.
但他们的领袖
But their leaders.
却洗不掉他们手上要杀一个无罪跟无辜之人的血。
They cannot cleanse what their hands that had something to kill an innocent people.
这个洁净的仪式
So this ceremonial cleaning.
平常是在圣殿举行。
Usually held in the temple.
那我可以想象。
Now I can imagine.
人那么多。
So many people.
可能需要排队。
They may have to wait in line.
可能就在排队的时候。
Maybe when they're waiting.
他们彼此开始谈话。
They begin to talk with each other.
彼此开始聊天。
They begin to chatting.
除了问说你从哪里来啊。
In addition to say where are you from.
他们谈了一个题目。
The one of the topic that is
是有关耶稣的
about Jesus.
五十六节
So verse 56.
他们想要知道说他不来过节吗
They want to know is he going to come for the feast.
他们这时候已经知道公会要抓拿耶稣要对付他
They already knew then that the Sanhedrin was going to capture Jesus.
他们想知道但耶稣知道这个风声以后
But they want to know after Jesus knew about it.
耶稣会不会来
Will he come?
耶稣敢不敢来
Will he dare to come?
如果耶稣来的话
If Jesus comes,
那不是有场好戏可以看
Then we can watch something.
这些朝圣者
So for those who came to the temple,
没有什么证据
They have no evidence.
显明他们对耶稣有什么敌意
To prove they are opposing Jesus.
但这些朝圣者
For those people,
也没有什么证据
There's no other evidence.
显明他们的考虑之后
to prove that after they have considered,
他们急着要跟随耶稣
they want to follow Jesus.
他们好像对耶稣是蛮有兴趣的
they may be interested in Jesus,
但没有准备要向耶稣委身
but they are not prepared to commit themselves.
你可以说他们对耶稣的态度
you can say their attitude.For Jesus,
是无所谓不在乎漠不关心
It's indifferent or it doesn't matter whatever happens
他们当中甚至有一些人
Even some of them
几天之后
After a few days
当耶稣再回到耶路撒冷城
When Jesus returned to Jerusalem
手里拿着总树枝
So he had the branches
去迎接耶稣
Go receive Jesus
并且喊着说
And they yelled
Hosanna
Hosanna
奉主名来的以色列王
The king comes in the name of the Lord
是应当称颂
It's worthy to be praised
但接着不久
But soon after,
很快的
quickly,
他们又喊着说
They also yell,
除掉他
crucify him,
除掉他
crucify him,
钉他在十字架
nail him on the cross,
他们的行动证明
Their action proves,
对耶稣
for, toward Jesus,
尽管他们一些外表上的兴趣
even though they may have external interest,
或者是性,或者是热情,
or enthusiasm,
但到头来,
but at the end,
他们的情况,
their situation,
和他们的领袖们,
and their leaders,
是差不多的,
it's the same,
他们心硬,
their hardened hearts,
他们不相信,
they do not believe,
对耶稣,
for Jesus,
你不能中立,
you cannot be neutral,
你不能说无所谓漠不关心不在乎
you cannot be indifferent
你如果坚持不相信他
if you insist not to believe in him
那人的罪性
and then the evil nature
会迟早带你走上那个反对他跟心硬的地步
will lead you into the path to oppose him and be hard-hearted
那天公会问一个很好的问题
On that day, the Sanhedrin asked a good question.
对耶稣我们该怎么办?
What shall we do with Jesus?
今天我也想问你同样一个问题。
So today I want to ask the same question.
对耶稣你怎么办?
What will you do toward Jesus?
你有三个选择。
You have three choices.
第一个选择。
The first.
无所谓不在乎。
It can be indifferent.
或不理他。
Or just don't care.
许多人试着这样做
Many people try
你也可以试
You can try
但如果这是你的选择
If this is your choice
你会发现迟早行不通
You will realize sooner or later it's not going to work
为什么我这么做
Why would I say that?
因为耶稣当时行了许多神迹
Because Jesus performed many miracles
今天他也照样在我们当中行神迹
Today he continues to perform miracles in our midst
许多人相信了他
Many people believe in him.
许多人的生命被改变
Many people's life were changed.
若这样由着他人人都要信他
If according to him everyone shall believe in him
你怎么样可以活在一个以基督为中心的团体里面呢
how can you live in a group that was centered around Jesus
当你的儿女相信耶稣
When your children believe in Jesus
对耶稣你能够漠不关心吗
Can you be indifferent toward Jesus?
当你的先生妻子相信了耶稣
When your spouse believes in Jesus
对耶稣你能不在乎吗
Can you be indifferent toward Jesus?
当你的父母亲相信耶稣
When your parents believe in Jesus
对耶稣你能无所谓吗
Can you be indifferent toward Jesus?
当你的最好朋友相信了耶稣
When your best friends believe in Jesus
对耶稣你能够不理他吗
Can you ignore Jesus?
当你有一天
One day,
看到整个宇宙
we saw the whole universe,
在耶稣的面前
presented before Jesus,
万膝要跪拜
all knees shall bow,
万口要承认
all tongues shall confess,
耶稣是主的时候
Jesus is the Lord,
你能不关心吗
Can you be indifferent?
第二个选择
The third, second choice,
反对他
oppose him,
许多人曾经这样试过
Many people tried,
该亚法是第一位正式反对耶稣的人
Caiaphas is the first one opposed him
但他不是最好的一位
But he was not the last
one 他也不是最坏的一位
He is not the worst one
历史上充满了反对耶稣的人
There are many people in the history opposed Jesus
但今天他们在哪里
But where are they today?
今天耶稣基督的教会还继续存在
Today the church of Jesus Christ continues to exist
但这些人却去了哪里
But where did those people go?
还有人纪念他们吗
Any people remember them?
请问你真的能够反对耶稣吗
Let me ask, can you truly oppose Jesus?
你有希望成功吗
Can you be any hope to succeed?
圣经告诉我们一句话
The Bible tells us one thing.
请我打开诗篇第二篇
Let's go to Psalm number 2.
第一节到第四节
Verse 1 to 4.
诗篇第二篇
Psalm number 2.
第一节到第四
节 Verses 1 to
verse 4 外邦为什么争闹万民为什么谋算虚妄的事世上的君王一起起来臣宰一同商议要抵挡耶和华 定他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。第三个选择，
The third choice，
我希望是你的选择。
I hope it's your choice，
是个最合理的选择。
It's the most reasonable，
就是相信他。
Is to believe him，
接受他做你个人的救主。
Accept him to be your personal savior，
跟生命的主。
And the lord of your life，
当你诚恳的，
When you're honestly，
当你谦卑的，
When you're humbly，
当你感恩的，
When you give thankfully，
将一生交给耶稣的时候，
Present your life to Jesus，
你愿意跟随他，
You're willing to follow him，
请他掌管你的一切，
Ask him to control your life，
你将看见神的荣耀。
Then you shall see the glory of God，
你在困难中有平安，
You will have peace in trouble，
并且在末日你的身体要复活，
You shall resurrect at the end，
不被定罪，
You will not be condemned，
反得生命，
You will live。
那么低头祷告。
Let us pray。
天父，我们再一次的谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again we thank you。
你留下约翰福音。
You left the book of John for us。
就是我要让我们相信耶稣是神的儿子。
To let us believe Jesus is Son of God。
让我们因为相信他而得生命。
So that we may have life in believing in him。
请你帮助我们做这个选择。
So please help us make this choice。
做这个最合理的选择。
Make this most reasonable choice。
不要再等待。
Do not hesitate，
因为我们不晓得时间还有多少。
Because we don't know how much time left，
我们这样祷告感谢。
We pray and give thanks，
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name，
Amen。
Amen。